Let's start it off like they start off normal Apple podcasts, okay?
How do they start them off? Terrible?
So new iPads coming this week, huh?
Wow. Crazy. That's crazy. How was your week, Sam? How are you doing?
Oh, man.
This is our first time talking all week, and the audience definitely cares.
Let me tell you a generic story about my own human experience and everybody's experience, but I feel like I should talk about on my podcast because, you know, other people definitely have not, you know, I'm unique and special, so I should share.
Of course.
Like, I went to the grocery store and like I dropped all my stuff on the floor.
Yeah. So relatable. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Is this how regular podcast hosts feel too? Do they feel bad about themselves?
I mean, that's probably a universal truth.
Because that's how I feel. Oh, my God.
Guys, welcome back to Genius Bar.
I feel like I can sit back and just relax and not do that anymore.
It's the number one podcast for Apple News.
In the world.
And
in the galaxy.
We've got a new set here.
Sam, right,
look
has,
at this.
Yeah, what? You, everyone complained about the wall behind him, the black wall behind him. So here you go. More activity is happening.
Whole new location.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world. We've got an Apple event, unironically, in less than 72 hours.
We are a victim. We are a victim of our obligations and our contracts because what we should do is wait till Tuesday, then record this episode and put it out after the event has happened. But you see, when you are an adult and you sign adult paperwork and contracts to other people that are supplying you ads and you agree to do the ads, it must happen before Tuesday. It must happen by Sunday. So now we're going to give you a podcast that you have to hurry up and listen to before Tuesday or else it's irrelevant.
Yes.
And speaking of, I want to announce the rest of the show is ad-free. Right now.
Woo! John, I'm feeling great about these new deals.
Are you? What's the deal that makes you feel so great?
It's a $15 a month Mint Mobile plan when you join the 3-month deal, bro.
Dude, we love Mint Mobile, and we love $15.
You don't sound excited enough about this, because here's what you get with this.
What? Mint Mobile's only $15? Is that better?
Yeah. And John, for $15, you're getting unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data for how much, John?
$15 a month.
Listen, say bye-bye.
Sam, I want to whisper because I feel like if more people know about this deal, they'll take it away. So I'm trying to keep it quiet.
They need to know, John. Say bye-bye to overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills. They're here to rescue you starting at $15 a month. They come with high-speed data, the things we just said, unlimited talk and text on the nation's largest 5G network. And John, did you know that you can even use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan?
No way. That's crazy.
You can bring your own phone number.
What?
You can
bring
it. John, to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/genius. That's mintmobile.com/genius. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/genius. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers own the first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional tax, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Thank
that was
you,
pretty
Sam.
Good for,
and thank
for
you,
a
Mint
run
Mobile.
Through. Thank you. Thank you.
We love you. Okay, we're back.
Oh, it's pretty good.
I want to give them, you know, ad-free experience. It's going to be very lovely. It's just us here on out.
Okay. So let's make this a quick one. Let's make this a good, you know, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
I'm here for a long time.
Okay. Let's just run down the last minute leaks we've been hearing. We got all kinds of crazy news to talk about. As you can see in this shared screenshot, our hero, Mark Gurman, who is trying to charge me for this article.
Sorry, you can't read the article because you have to pay money.
Okay. I just want to give everybody a pro. Okay, usually this works. So
holy
usually for,
shit, Bloomberg! Come on.
I mean, yeah, come on, boys. You especially charging people. Let's see if we can. We just refresh it enough times.
Nah, I don't think that trick works.
Usually, there's a way to do it. If you copy the title, this works on a lot of websites, by the way. If you copy the title and then go down, oh, what is this? Did they just copy? Oh yeah, this is awesome. This is
Thank
just another
you,
website that
the
re-uploaded
Mercury
it.
News.
Thank you. I'm sure they licensed this content somehow.
Yeah,
but
sure
yeah, we
they
can
did.
Actually. What is
oh
going
my
on?
Good Lord.
Dude? Block notifications. Let's take a quiz.
Oh, we're just doing
kidding.
The ad.
I'm just
okay.
kidding. Okay. Okay. We finally made it. here, guys, look at this. This is one of the worst photos I've ever seen. They just went to their local Costco.
Oh, man. Wow.
Okay. Apple's holding an event. And at this event, we have confirmation it's going to be iPads by basically everybody. And by that, I mean Mark Gurman. And we have the deets about exactly what they're going to be, in which we don't really hear anything new. It's going to be OLED. It's going to be thinner than ever. It's going to have a new design. And I want to put this on the record.
Put it on the record. The record is now open for business. Go ahead. Uh-oh.
I am predicting.
You are predicting.
That the, and nobody has reported this, but I've been saying this videos for months, so it kind of has to be true or I look like a big ass. So, okay. I think
you
the
do
edges,
got a big ass. I don't know how you, all you're traveling, sheesh. I don't know how you get through TSA with that big old
save
dumpy.
Save it for the post show, brother.
Okay.
Okay. I think the edges of the new iPad Pro are going to be rounded like the iPhone 15 Pro.
Okay, that'd be cool. That'd be better with it being so thin.
Exactly.
Be more comfy that way, yeah.
My theory.
I would like to make a prediction.
Okay.
Am I on the record?
You are on the record.
My prediction is I agree with Sam. This is a
Give
joint
it up
prediction
for John
now.
Frost,
yes.
Everybody.
This is a joint prediction. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
no
you.
And here's my philosophy for that is you have to remember back in the day, you have to look at how the iPad 2018 redesign looked.
Oh, well, yes. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, of course. This was the first device that Apple squared off the edges.
Really so, good ad for that, though. When that
yeah,
launched.
It really was.
Really
now,
cute.
Here's my follow-up. When Apple redesigned the iPhone after that, here's what they... Why is it showing me all the, like, non... They made it squared on the regular models, too. So basically, the iPhone followed the iPad in its edge design language. So my theory now, right, is that Apple is going to once again mirror it again for the iPhone 15. Look at this. Smooth,
smooth,
comfy. That's like a rumored image. That you know, I'm kind of with Apple on this. I'd probably be pissed off if I was like a person working on the iPhone team and all these are just renders and fake
yeah.
things.
Renders and fake. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't think you've contributed to that a little bit?
That's the joke.
You do
I'm
them
making.
Really well, and then that trickles down to people that don't do it well, but also would like to participate. And so this is what you get.
It's okay, Apple. We love you. You know, I just invite me to the event, Apple. We'll talk. Maybe I'll stop doing rumors videos if you start inviting me.
What would you do if you stopped doing rumors videos?
Had nothing, be broke.
Be terrible.
But it's so fun and exciting.
We'll always have Genius Bar.
True.
Even when our main careers tank.
You excited for the OLED, the thinness, maybe MagSafe coming to the iPad Pro? That
oh,
actually
yeah. What
sounds
happened to
cool.
that rumor? What happened to like the glass, the giant happened. Glass back on the iPad? Didn't Gurman say giant glass back, MagSafe? Like he's been saying that for a couple years now, at least. Is that incorrect amongst all the other things he says?
That is a rumor, or was a rumor. I can't find the exact page. I bet
Do
I
you think that Mark Gurman is just bad with iPads? Do you think he should just leave the iPad lane alone?
Dude, look at this. This is from 2021. Wow.
Apple working on iPad Pro with wireless charging. New iPad. I'm sorry, what?
The iPad Mini was right.
That oh, this was before iPad Mini, I see.
Yeah, before the redesign. So, okay, we've got that. I think MagSafe could actually be huge for a number of reasons because, like, that would be kind of sick.
Could you? I remember, dude, Mark Gurman, you are a dirty dog. I remember an episode of Front Page Tech where we covered this a couple years ago, and we made a joke. Like, we put a regular MagSafe puck on the back of an iPad to show how ridiculous it is in size. It looks silly.
It does.
It looks insane.
It does. But
is that not a thing that's happening now?
If this is a redesign moment, this is when it would happen. Because, you know, MagSafe came with the iPhone 12
mm-hmm.
with the redesign. And I'm just thinking about it from the accessory market standpoint. When MagSafe got introduced on the iPhone, I remember a lot of people, of course, initially, magnets on iPhone, whatever. I actually think that MagSafe is one of the more underrated
MagSafe
parts
is great, yes.
of the iPhone. And a lot of people just overlook that. That was just one part of the iPhone 12 that Apple did that year. And that's I mean, it's been a hit. It changed the accessories market. So imagine now you have the same network down effect of Apple introducing MagSafe. Mm-hmm. You've got all these different speaker attachment accessories, docking attachment accessories, wall mount attachment accessories for the iPad. I mean, it is quite literally unlimited options. And I think that would be a huge good call is what I'm trying to say.
It would be a huge good call, yes.
Because I think of how people use the iPad, and it's in point-of-sale environments. It's mounting them places. It's in their kitchens. And if you made a universal standard that didn't require all these weird little third-party tricks, I think that'd be a big hit. I think people would really like that. I think it would make a ton of sense. And for what the iPad needs to be or should be in 2024...
I'm just going to say, at the end of the day, it's still an iPad.
Yeah.
Which,
but I think that MagSafe could make it more than that.
Here is a question for you. As someone that was going to release a video about this.
I did release a video about it. Oh, you're not done.
About the how bad the iPad is? iPad being dead?
Yeah. Yeah, I changed my mind, though.
Okay. Okay, well, pretend you're the past Sam. Because I have a question for him.
Okay.
Make or break moment for iPad, yeah?
Yes and no. I watched your video. You had a really funny video about the iPad today.
You.
And I agree.
I watched your video. You had a funny video about iPad. It wasn't very funny, but it was really good.
I was going to say it wasn't funny. I'm not a funny
person. It's very professional.
Sure. Thank you. But I mean, yes and no, because it's like the iPad does need some innovation. Also, the iPad does have a dedicated fan base. Also, if it's more like a MacBook, isn't that going to cannibalize MacBook sales? Also, isn't the MacBook just a better MacBook than an iPad trying to be a MacBook?
Mm.
I think that video will either happen or not happen after these new iPads come out. And that's kind of been my plan.
Mm. Okay.
Is I want to see...
So you're not even ready to stand on business. You're still
I wanna
being
see
cautious
them.
And
yeah.
waiting. Okay.
Yeah, because we haven't seen what these look like.
I just feel like
people
this
don't
event...
realize.
Is especially if we're not going to see iPads again for another 2 years. This event is important, especially for that product line. And
oh, for sure.
I'm hoping for the best because I don't want the iPad to fail. I want the iPad to be good again. Make iPad great again. That's my motto. Original. I just thought of it just now, actually.
It's great.
I think I might make a merch. Like a, I want to say like a hat that really pops.
Yeah.
Like a red one.
Yeah, I love a good
yeah,
red hat.
I think I'll do that.
It says Maggi on it.
Yeah.
Maggi hat.
Yeah.
Or
no, it'd be...
Mega?
Mega. Mega. I don't... Okay, let's back up. Let's back up from that idea. We're going to back up from that idea. That's not going to be a hat that is released. I take it back. I take it not for any particular reason. I just don't think those letters, when you put them side
Maybe
by
best.
Side and then pronounce them, I don't think it works, you know?
Yeah.
So I changed my mind. I'm not going to do that. Don't make the iPad great again. Just
always,
make iPad.
Just make iPad great.
Just
make it great.
Make iPad. Yeah. Make.
Yeah.
We can do that.
JMI. JMI. There we go. New merch coming soon. So that's exciting. That's cool.
Oh,
MagSafe,
really
I think,
got
would be
ourselves
huge.
out of a hole there. Okay.
Are you excited for the OLED? Personally, I am incredibly
yeah.
excited as somebody who watches a lot of content on my iPad Pro.
I mean, it's not going to matter to me because I use the iPad Mini.
Yeah.
And OLED is not coming to my little guy yet.
I almost tweeted about the iPad Mini today, but then I stopped.
What were you going to say?
It might be offensive. I was going to say.
Choose your words wisely.
I was going to say, anyone that uses an iPad mini is definitely a little freaky.
Okay, I agree.
And then put like a goofy emoji.
I agree.
But then I was like, I don't want it to sound like I'm bullying people because I've been through that. And, you know, this is new. This is a new me. Like I said, I don't
Except
hate the
no
iPad.
Except no one would
curious.
Think that you're just bullying people. They would think it's a targeted attack at me.
That's true. You were in my most recent video. You probably didn't see it, though, because you probably didn't watch all the way through because you're a bad friend.
No, wait, what? I was in your video? What do you mean I was in your video?
Yeah, you were. It's okay. You don't have to know.
What do you mean? I literally watched the whole thing because I remember I was going to yell at you about doing end screens still.
What do you mean? That's helpful to convert people to new video.
But
you think those few seconds affect retention or total watch time?
I'm just speaking out of my ass. I think that. That's why I just end it without people knowing it's ending. I just, you're just watching. I'm in the middle of saying something, and then I'm gone.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you watched the whole video, and you didn't know. I tricked you.
Fair. I'll think about that. Yeah, it's near the end of the video. It's in the iPad mini section near the end. Oh.
Well, that's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate.
It was even in your section.
Where's your iPad mini that I got you as a gift? Do you use it every day and it's charged right now?
It's somewhere for sure. You want to see it? I'll pull it up on the screen.
Pull it up, Daddy.
Here we go. I'll just leave it muted because you don't have to edit, but watch this.
Oh, there I am. How was I supposed to see that?
I don't know. You're throwing QR codes up every 10 seconds in your videos. What do you mean?
It's not every 10 seconds. And also, that happened so fast that all I can tell is that it is me. I don't know where you got that from, though. You can go frame by frame with the, keys are they? Above command on the right side, the arrow keys back and forth, frame by frame. Smart trick on YouTube, by the way.
What? Wait, that's volume. Hold on. No, right and left arrows go 5 seconds.
Do they really? No. Right next to the M. Like the brackets. M. You see them?
Oh,
the comma is,
what?
The period. Yeah.
What? You guys, this is crazy.
Don't say this show never taught you nothing.
Dude, you can actually go frame by frame by clicking.
We're making
the little,
iPad great again.
Like the,
and we're teaching you the YouTube tricks.
Like the greater than and less than signs. Hold on, but now it's taken way. Oh, there we go.
It worked. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow. I can't believe you let me look like that. I look back at Genius Bar or certain episodes of Front Page Tech, like the way I was doing my hair is terrible. The way my face was is terrible. And no one stopped me. You all just let me look like that. And I, quite frankly, am offended.
By yourself in the past?
No, by my best friend who's sitting right here that just let me look like that. There was never, when we got off the air, hey, by the way, you might want to, like, get a different haircut or look not that way. You never helped me. You just let me do that. It doesn't help that I also don't have eyebrows in this.
Yeah, you don't. This is just from one of the first Google results for you. There used to be a really good PNG of you when you ascended and did that meme, but I can't. It's gone off of Google, so I guess
someone
took it down.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, it was on X, and I think probably Elon was like, we don't want Google seeing the images. So.
Oh, yeah.
The X platform is, damn, it must put all the AI type robots or whatever.
Yeah, Gonk or whatever his name is.
I'm going to Gonk from now on.
What is it called?
It's Gonk for sure.
Okay, Gonk.
Okay, a couple more rumors from Mark Gurman that, again, are not really new, but we got to go to mercurynews.com to see.
Okay.
We've got, we also have M4. Now, this was actually kind of crazy.
This is legit crazy, yeah.
Because out of nowhere, we had been hearing that this is going to be M3, and then all of a sudden, it's like, actually, they're debuting an entirely new chip, the M4 processor.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Reactions?
Crazy. So this is our first M4, yeah?
Allegedly.
Just happening. This is a terrible episode. Just happening.
Gonk.
Just happen and make iPad great again. Like, this is just a tragedy.
Yeah,
this is
going
to go down and be part of Genius Bar lore, unfortunately. We're not going to be able to outrun this. Okay. Okay, so M4 debuting on iPad. This could mean a couple things. Sam and I talked about it on Genius Bar last week, so if you are a genius, you heard it first. I also mentioned it on Front Page Tech today. This could mean that we're not going to get another iPad update for another 2 years, and so M4 just to future-proof it a little bit. The other alternative is that the iPad is going to do something or some things that actually require something like an M4, and that is interesting. My ball gut says that it is just future proofing and that it's not going to do anything cool. Last week, I think I was hoping for something AI related. This week, I'm feeling less optimistic. I'm feeling like not that way.
Well, I think that they're going to say it's really good for AI, but those features will probably not be announced until WWDC.
Maybe we'll find out a month later why it needed an M4.
Which could be sick, but my hopes for iPadOS are quite dashed, if I'm being straight
up.
I don't really think that Apple is ever going to... I mean, at this point, we've been saying iPadOS is going to be real for, I mean, basically a decade now.
Yeah.
And
okay,
it just hasn't ever been. So it's, I don't know. It's just its own little thing. Take it or leave it.
I'm going to ask you a question, and you just give us an honest answer.
Okay. You're asking me a lot of questions this episode. I don't like it. I'm not prepared.
Okay, well, I'm going to. Here I come.
Okay.
Okay. The metal Magic Keyboard with a larger trackpad.
Yeah,
does that at all entice you to use your iPad like a computer? Or does it not actually change anything?
I guess I'll have to see, because my gut says it's not going to entice me, because Mac OS... I mean, anytime I want to do any work, and it's kind of funny. There's a little camera in my house.
There's a camera in your house.
If there was. You would actually see me make different decisions for different things.
What does that mean?
Like using an iPad or a Mac. There are times during my day where there will be an iPad literally in front of me because I was watching YouTube on it. Mm-hmm. And then there'll be a MacBook.
And it's the iPad Mini
because
it's the best to watch YouTube on. Go on.
Insane take. And I will, even though it is more convenient, and I technically could, you know, make a tweet or a post on my iPad, I get up and go over to a real computer because I just know it'll be so much easier. The
faster,
image and the file management is better.
Less friction to use it.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. And, you know, I assume you feel the same way. I mean, you're using an iPad Mini, so you're not really doing anything serious.
I don't do
there.
Any work on iPad minus, like, the scripting for the show. Obviously, I use the iPad Air on the show, which
do
I have.
Do you have a Magic Keyboard?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Okay. Because that's what I got. When I got the iPad Air, it was not to use on the show. It was to use with the Magic Keyboard exclusively. So I got the whole getup. I got the Magic Keyboard and the Apple Pencil, and I was going to try to be an iPad guy. And that didn't work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my favorite iPad is the iPad Mini because it's not. I'm not trying to work on it ever at all. I don't even have Gmail installed on that thing. Don't care.
Wow, that is a beautiful existence.
If I am in the iPad Mini, unreachable. You cannot email me. Impossible. will not receive. I am
like
in my happy
device.
Place.
We heard in the same report, no new iPad Mini until later this year. But you are going to get a new iPad Mini later this year.
Yeah, that's the important part, is that it's not done yet.
It is just going to be a new chip, it sounds like, but there is one coming. Very, very exciting. Okay, I feel like there was something else that this iPad Pro was going to do.
Do you like big dogs or small dogs?
I like hot dogs.
Because Maisie wasn't large, and your new dog isn't large. So,
no, the new dog's smaller than the old dog.
Oh, smaller, you say. That's interesting. I hate that you phrased it that way. Poor Maisie. The new dog is smaller than the old dog. Like, Christ.
I think that makes Maisie superior. People
okay.
don't know that this is my ex-dog that passed away.
Didn't we do, like, a memorial
tribute
thing?
Is the website still up? I don't think it is.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, it is! Dude, my website for my dog is still up. Let's go.
Wow.
Look at this.
Core memory unlocked. Maisie forever.
I made this when I was really sad.
What's the URL? Maisieforever.com?
Maisie.me.
Aw, how cute. Okay, so you like small dogs.
That's $12. I mean, I like medium.
Is it perhaps because small is cute and it's like a little buddy?
No, but
more
too
portable.
Small is bad. Anything
more
under
portable.
Any animal under 10 pounds, execute.
I... Okay.
Because then they're just little rats. With
iPad Pro
rats.
Is a mastiff. It's a giant animal.
Yes. A
it's
great
a beast.
Mastiff.
Yeah. And the iPad Mini is a Maisie.
No. The iPad Air is a Maisie. The iPad Mini is a Chihuahua.
Oh.
Of which are devil spawn and, like I said, should be executed on site.
Chihuahuas are cute. Like little...
Yeah, there's a lot of things
like
that are
cute. Like little sacks with bones.
Like when, you know, Never
what
mind.
What are you about to say?
Nothing.
What? Nothing. No, I'm very curious. I think we should explore that a bit more.
Speaking of cute things that are bad, how about the new AI gadget taking the world by storm?
The Rabbit R1. Now, hang on. I know. We talked about this last week, but there's been a development. It has been discovered through research and research that the Rabbit R1 actually just runs Android, and the quote-unquote software that you are using and that runs your R1 is just an Android app. The yeah. entire thing is just an Android app, and someone actually like created a forked version of this where they had Rabbit software running on a Pixel. So, yeah. $200 for that.
Honestly, though, that wasn't a big scandal to me.
It's not a big scandal. It's just, of course, it's not original. Of course not.
Yeah, that's true. Everything does run on Android, and that has kind of killed the marketplace of ideas because nobody's actually trying anything new. Or you could
they just made an app and then said, well, what if we didn't let them see the rest of the phone and just deleted the rest?
I do want one, and then I reached out, and they were like, well, you have to buy it. And I was like,
They specifically said they don't send out review units, and you wonder why. Is it perhaps because that's the only way you're going to get sales, is people trying to buy it like us?
Like, if they would have sent it out, I would have talked about it. I would have showed it on the podcast, but, you know.
No, I would not allow. I would censor it.
Okay, other
there
stuff
are things
the
that
Apple
we let
event.
Slide on this show, and there are things that we do not.
You're really stretching out this episode, man. To get to, we got
I'm
some more stuff
best.
Here. Let me go back to Mercury News, guys.
Oh God,
hold on. We got breaking news at Mercury. Hold on, guys. It's gonna be huge. Get excited. We got more stuff coming. Oh, we have the new iPad Air, which is gonna come in 12.9 inches.
That's a tragedy. Monsters.
It's actually going to be pretty sick, especially for a lot of points.
You would say that. You're a monster.
Yeah, because everybody in point of sale, or a lot of people in point of sale, you know, point of sale referencing like when you tap to pay in a small business, or they have got the iPad stand where it's like type
better
in the
for
tip,
old people to see the price.
Yes.
More surface area to ask
glasses.
For a tip.
People with glasses. And you don't need 120 hertz promotion display. Like, that's just silly.
Yeah.
To have that. And it's making people spend, $1,100+. So this new version, I'm guessing, is going to be $899. So I think it's going to be $799 and $8. Or wait, no, sorry. It's $599. Oh, I guess it'll be $599 and $699.
You think the price will go up at all?
Or would it be $599 and $799 and then $999 and $1,199? It's probably going to be that. Either way, $800 or less for a 12.9 inch iPad, we're finally going to be back to where we were in 2015 again, which is excellent.
Will not be purchasing the big one.
I mean, I won't be purchasing that one either because I'm going to get
not
that
even
iPad
for
Pro
a TikTok?
Big one. See, now you got me thinking. It depends if there's something else different.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm trying to, you know, not blow all my cash. I'm trying to expand and grow and.
Oh, you could just return it if you weren't banned from the Apple Store for returning things.
I'm not
Is that
banned.
Still real? Is that still part of Sam lore? Or have they forgiven?
I'm not banned.
Okay.
I can go back anytime
you
I want.
You look banned. Oh, wait, you've moved. It, yeah, they don't even know.
It resets.
Yeah.
No, I was never banned.
You just
had a
flee the area.
Okay, we've also got the Apple Pencil.
Apple Pencil 3, not the USB-C one.
Haptic feedback, gripping
magnetic
gestures.
Tips.
You'll be able to squeeze it and it'll go, ooh, which is kind of hot.
Okay.
And then, just like me.
magnetic tips?
Just like me. Maybe magnetic tips, because German and other people haven't said that, but that
Who
was
said
the leak
where
that happened
I get
like
that
a
from?
Year ago. That was a leaked image that came out about a year and a half to 2 years ago.
Drats.
From Mr. White on Twitter, if you remember him. But then he went
private. Oh,
yeah.
Classic. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a real rant. R.I.P. So that's that. And then basically they say new iPad low-cost version is coming, but not until probably the end of the year. Apple's trying to get the price down. And I find this interesting. Apple's nearing production of revamped low-end AirPods.
Huh.
So AirPods those won't
be launched until later in the fall.
I guess that's going to be the AirPods 4 that he's referring to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited.
Macs are not expected to be
AirPods.
Part of the event. For Front Page Tech, when I mentioned that there have been rumors for months about the iPad, I got to do a really fun thing where I went to 9to5 Mac reporting Gurman news 3 months straight of Gurman just changing his answer. And the best part is he can't delete a 9to5 Mac article like he can delete his tweets because the articles are still there. I forgot about this, but his original stance was that iPads and Macs were coming together.
In March, yeah.
That's not happening. What is this?
This is an Apple event.
Okay.
I wanted to bring this up for some context, because now that we've talked about the rumors, I want to get your vibe for the event.
Okay.
And we can see, you know, Apple called the 30-minute, first-of-its-kind evening event scary fast. Now, I liked... Well, actually, I hated but liked this because it was at night, so I was comfortable. But also, it was like really hard to like get videos out because it was so late, and I think it was just a weird time. So, do you think that Apple's next event is going to be? Do you think it's going to be like this? Do you think it's going to be a quick speed through type beat, or do you think it's going to be longer?
Yeah,
I mean, Gurman's
feel like
kinda hinted 30 minutes.
I feel like it's got to be a short in and out, especially since we're getting WWDC, which could be a couple hours. Next month.
Yeah, it made me wonder why Apple didn't at this point just wait until June.
Maybe this is just an appetizer. So
that's
I feel
exciting.
Like it's going to be something similar to... Do you remember when we got that weird March event that happened like at a school or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be kind of weird and tailored to something like that, maybe. We might be overhyping this.
What do you think... Because this is an exclusive from my favorite Twitter leaker, iUpdate.
Yes, love him.
Do you think this means anything? That Apple's advertising everywhere? They're calling it a different kind of Apple event?
Yeah, I want to put a lot of stock in that, but it could just be clever marketing. It could just be shot on iPad, and that's the different kind of event.
That's what I was going to say. Do you think that they're going to do it? Do you think they're going to do shot on iPad?
I think there's a good chance.
Here's the thing about the iPad. iPhone cameras are significantly better. Like, they just have there's not a 48. Do you think Apple would put a 48 megapixel sensor in the iPad?
I do not.
But I think that's the only way they could get away with shooting on it.
Are they going to say, I wonder if they're going to say shot and edited on iPad Pro? The whole thing.
Shot on iPhone, edited on Mac.
Shot on iPad, edited on iPad.
Dude, there's no way. There's no way that with all the effects that Apple needs, they could edit it on an iPad. There's just no way.
Oh, I don't think. Yeah, I think the main edit will be done in iPad.
Could you imagine trying to edit one of our videos, let alone a 30-minute highly produced Apple event on an iPad?
No, I feel like I could do it if you gave me a week. To edit something, I could get something out kind of resembles. It's probably held together with duct tape and bubble gum, but I could get it out.
I mean, yeah, technically you could, but it would be way worse quality.
It would definitely look like the dollar store version, yeah.
Any surprises, you think?
No.
This is what I always love to ask.
I don't think
We've heard these rumblings of this iPad with a robotic arm. It's going to like be a kitchen accessory where it can move around and move up and down. It's going to be a little Robi iPad.
That would be cool. Wasn't Gurman's last article something like titled Everything We're Getting or something?
Yeah, something like that.
What is his claim? Is he just saying iPads, Magic Keyboard, Pencil?
Correct.
Huh. Well, he did say Macs at first, so who knows?
Yeah.
Let loose. Why let loose?
Yeah,
that's a question
really
we haven't asked yet.
Yeah.
And don't even fucking start with us about it doesn't mean anything.
Wait. We didn't. Sorry. We have to dissect. Yeah. Why didn't we do this last
I feel like
week?
We're the first people to ever question what that means.
I think you're
unfortunately.
Right. I do feel like, it feels like discovering fire.
Let loose.
So they said pencil us in. Obviously iPad. Obviously Apple Pencil.
No. There's no way. No.
What?
I imagine it. Like, how could they let loose iPad? They could open up iPad OS a little bit more. It could just mean the speed with the M4. Wow, we're really letting the dogs out of the
let
pen.
Loose.
Let loose.
Let's
put
go back.
Your best guesses in the comments, youtube.com/geniusbar.
Let's go back.
The winner, whoever guesses it, will get a shout out on the next episode.
Let's go back and hyper analyze this, okay?
Let us do. Scary
I
fast.
Love this website. This is one of my favorite websites. It's aaplinvestors.net. Mm. And they simply update this page every time Apple announces a new event, and they still do it. They still update this page. They've been doing it for years. The rest of the website, literally not touched, looks like it's from 1912.
It is.
But very, very cool.
Yes.
Oh, do they actually update their charts and stuff?
The two biggest events, the two biggest events of 1912, AppleInvestors.net, AppleInvestors.net, and Titanic.
So, last one was Scary Fast. That everybody said that's going to be M3. And that made sense,
yeah,
right?
Scary Fast is in the chip. Scary Fast is in how fast the event was.
And the logo was the Mac Finder. Finder is only on Mac. Duh. Mm-hmm. Max. Okay, we
the Wonderlust.
Wonderlust,
I don't think we were cooking with that.
But you have to look at the actual design of the stuff.
No. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. No. We know the design stuff means something. And for this new event, we already know that it's
Apple
signaling Apple Pencil, iPad stuff. Let loose. We need to find out what just that means.
Wonderlust.
And it's definitely written by a pencil. Let loose.
For sure. Okay, let's keep. Okay. Far out event. That
okay,
was when
that
they
was
announced satellite connectivity.
Yep.
And remember, I just want to say I was the only person on the internet saying that was going to happen.
The satellite thing was coming?
Yes. I said far out
in space. I think we'll
have
to watch the replay on that, but sure, I'll agree.
Are you joking?
You said the only person on the internet.
The amount of shit that I took for that week. Oh, there goes Cole again, just making crap up. You know, it's like, come on. Give me a break, okay? Let me glaze.
Okay,
me
so
glaze.
Far out with satellite, and you are the goat.
Breaking news! Unleashed was the last M1 Max Mac event. Unleashed.
Oh, that's basically let loose.
Let loose?
Yeah, they just looked at what they used last time and went... How could we say that, but with more words?
Let the leash off.
Let the leash off. Let loose the leash.
Back before that, we had California Streaming, which was just they were at a bunch of places around California.
COVID. And they're streaming it.
Wow. Great insight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
March 3rd, 2022. This was a fun one. That's when we got the M1 Ultra. So peak performance being their... peak chip. I mean, come on, M1 Ultra. That makes sense.
High speed.
I feel like I'm learning.
Easy 5G. Time flies. Not really sure about that. Oh, it was an Apple Watch event.
Apple Watch. Yeah, that was the first time they didn't do the iPhone event in September, so they wanted to temper expectations.
And then one more thing was just, hey, we got a surprise. One more event before the year's over.
Well, and it was Apple Silicon, which is a one more thing. I mean, that's a big, big change. We have the other one by Innovation Only. That's just like
there's more in the making. Looks a lot like Let Loose. Wait, there's more in the making. Which was that?
That was the iPad event, bro. That was the 2018 redesign.
We cracked the code. It's just like it is just like the goofy one. They just copied it. They didn't think we would look back a few years.
This is the only kind of insight you get from... See, we should have done this last week. I bet the episode would have done way better. We're really bad at our jobs,
guys. Then what
would
we
really
possibly
sorry.
Have done this week?
You're right. This has actually been kind of fun.
I raise your point with another point.
I'm enjoying this. Okay, so yeah, the exact same. There's more in the making. We have different logos. And Apple did different logos drawn with a pencil.
Yee.
Let loose, though. I mean, let the iPad loose with M4. Because the chip is going to be so crazy. I would actually... You know what? I'm calling it. That's what it's talking about. Let the performance loose. M4 iPad.
I just hope it's not that simple. It probably is that simple, but
it is that simple, I think. They're not going to do anything crazy with software at this event. There's no way we get out.
They're going to make us wait a month.
Although Gurman has, remember he's talked about this special version of iPadOS that they've been working on.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Gurman said that in the past. He said that the iPads are running late because Apple's still finalizing the special version of iPadOS that's going to be on these.
You think the iPad Pro is going to get some different version?
I don't know what it means.
Because
I just know
they could do that at this event and then not have to talk about it at WWDC when we get through some other stuff.
Yeah, because WWDC, I mean, we'll talk about that as we get closer, but that's going to be Mac, iPad, Home, Apple Watch,
iOS,
Vision Pro,
AI, iOS, AI can be crazy.
So much. It's going to be a crazy dub. I can't wait. I cannot wait for that event. So yeah, I think we figured it out. Actually, I'm kind of enjoying this. Let's keep going back and look at the rest of this. It's Showtime was when they announced Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
Gather Round was their first event, I think, in Cupertino.
Yeah.
Like at their new
iPhone
Apple
XS
campus.
Right?
Yeah, it was. Oh, here's another iPad one, the school one. Let's take a field trip. Also,
these are all
Apple
the
Pencil.
Same. Apple. You didn't think we would notice.
Well, I think they.
No,
nah,
we have. We have access to everything in history at our
fingertips. Oh, sorry. Let's Meet at Our Place was the first one at Steve Jobs Theater.
Mm.
So I guess Gather Round was just like, oh, you're going to be at the ring. Cool. Hello Again was Max. Anytime they say hello again, that's a reference to Max. See You on the 7th was a reference to the iPhone 7.
Mm.
Just straight up. And it was on September 7th. Now we're going back to where, you know, these...
Hey Siri, give us a hint.
You think she still does that? Is it, what if it just like...
No, I'm not talking to you, bitch!
Siri, give us a hint.
Shut up! I'm sorry about that.
Hey, Siri, give us a hint. Okay, let's try that again. Hey, Siri, give us a hint.
Siri's greatest accomplishment was leaking the April Apple event.
Yeah, that was incredible. Not working.
Cool.
So, glad.
Per usual. Yeah, nothing out of the ordinary
worse.
Here.
Works less than when 2015, 9 years later. Okay, that's about as far back as we can go before it starts being old Apple. Because this is the shift. I'd say the iPhone 17 event is the shift of when they started to be a little bit more
intentional. The iPhone 17 event, huh? That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, let loose. It's going to be... That is going to be insane, though, to think about. That means Apple will have had their back-to-back events will be M3 and M4.
Yeah. Yes.
Which has never happened in history that they've announced like a new. That's crazy. This is also the first Apple event since October. It almost feels. Is it just me or does it feel like forever, but also no time since the last Apple
event? Yeah, that. I feel like there's got to be something because why else would you make an actual event 1 month before you're about to do your biggest event of the year, most likely? Yeah. And. When you could usually how this would go is just put it on the newsroom press release. So something is important enough that they feel like they got to record a thing and edit it and put it out.
Yeah. It's the new iPad. I think the new iPad is going to be very incredible. I was trying to show stats, but Statista tries to lock us out. You know, let me talk about these fucks, by the way. If you want to see their charts, and I'm real pissed off about this because they let you get the little preview.
It would not be an episode of Genius Bar without Sam having an issue with a company.
They want to charge you $200 a month.
Yeah, dog, because it's not for you, homie. It's for businesses and investors and people with lots of money that need these statistics and it helps them learn how to spend
their money. I'm a small and growing business. It's the best choice for a small and growing business. That's me, brother.
Okay. Okay, then you should be fine with $200, brother.
No. Let me subscribe for just 1 month. Don't make me subscribe for the entire year. I would pay $200 for 1 month. It's per month. Billed annually, these little rat bastards. These little capitalist queens. Meredith?
Meredith? Oh, this is
sales manager?
Let's not. Yeah. I wish her contact information was not...
I mean, come on. It's a general support email.
Okay, yeah. Just please don't call Meredith.
No, don't call Meredith. Nobody calls Meredith.
That's
but I'm
going to
sit on a podcast
about.
And say, Meredith, it's a bit expensive. It's just a bit much for me. I mean, come on. To see iPad sales, are you kidding me? $200 a month? Do you realize that that's $2,400 a year that they want?
That is a lot.
For the base plan. There's more expensive plans, too. How am I supposed to turn a profit in this economy?
I almost choked on my water.
I really hope that we get something special at this event, but I realistically, I think it's, if I have to place a bet, it's just going to be iPad new accessories, 30-ish minutes. All right, I've been holding something in.
Do tell.
No, because you're not going to believe me.
What do you mean? Now you gotta. Now my interest has peaked.
Everybody keeps
erect.
Saying, why are you glazing? Why are you so excited? Even people on YouTube, the TikTokers are, I don't know if you've noticed this in your comments, but they're starting, glaze used to be an only TikTok word, and now it's come over my YouTube comments.
Oh, yeah, everybody I see says, it in YouTube all the time.
Why are you so excited? Bro's just glazing. Well, what if I had seen the new iPad?
You haven't seen the new iPad.
I'm just saying, what if I had seen it? And it does look really cool and insane.
Can I ask you a question as a friend?
Yeah.
Have you seen the new iPad?
I'm not going to answer any more questions about the matter.
Have you?
I'm just going to say, what if it is mind-blowingly thin?
What? But does that matter? Why does it matter how thin it is, bro? What's that do?
I'm talking about...
thin do?
I'm talking about something that gets me excited.
You like thin?
I like them thin. Yeah, I do.
What does that do for you? Why does that make you excited?
Because things look better when they're sleeker and refined. It's a reason I like the Lamborghini.
Mm.
You know, the Ferrari.
The Ferrari.
The McLaren.
Mm.
Speaking of cars, I know this is probably like near the end of the show, I'd hope. Sure, maybe, hopefully.
Jesus.
It's going to be a short episode this week.
We're going to eke out an hour. It's fine.
I really want a Cybertruck.
Do ya? This is not the first
And I know everybody in the comments goes, oh, yeah, of course you do. You look like the guy that would drive the Cybertruck.
What happened to thin? And
I know, right?
You just said this.
Big
and then you picked the most obnoxious thing.
Big juxtaposition. I just really want it. And,
You would.
They're basically charging people a $20,000 premium to get them right now.
Mm.
So it's like a bad investment call. But I don't know, John. There's just something about this vehicle that is it really speaks to me as
Does
a tech
it?
Bro.
Because
I hate
they all
Elon.
Just get recalled, or is that incorrect? Am I speaking
No, they
out
did.
My
they
ass?
Had to fix the pedals.
Okay.
But
you
it's
know,
just so
pedals
cool
aren't
that,
important.
They fixed it.
It looks pretty cool. I've always thought it looked cool.
So, yeah, I'm very...
Does it come in black?
Yeah, you can get it wrapped, dude. So my plan would be to get it wrapped black. Let me show you this. Because this is what I'm saying, bro. If I search for Cybertruck right here, shop now. Dude, look at this. You're telling me. Come on,
Yeah, that looks
bro.
Pretty cool.
Come on, bro! I need it! I need it, John!
All right, settle down.
And then the white one's okay. It's cool. But, dude.
Why would you ever wrap it in that orange color?
Yeah, no, then they have like... Actually, that looks okay.
Yeah, dude.
But then they have some of these others where I'm like, that's horrendous.
I'm not gonna lie. I kind of dig that. Copper?
Yeah, you would. That one's kind of pretty.
Green can go die.
Oh, the tactical green's kind of hot. Wait, all these are out of stock? Wait, how do I...
You can't even get a truck, let alone the wrap.
Let me buy the stickers for it. Does D Brown make stickers? I'll get extorted if they give me a Cybertruck. Do you think... I bet they actually would make me a deal if I like became a shill for them. They'd buy me a Cybertruck.
Do you think they would still do that after your recent comments?
I don't know. They did. They dug their own grave. I'm just... Digging
the
grave up.
They did do that.
I'm just digging the grave up.
They did do that.
So I really want this. It's very beautiful. Have you seen what this looks like in real life?
No, never seen one.
Dude. Mm-mm. Dude.
Are you all right? Are you going to be okay? Are you going to make it to the next episode?
No, I'm not. Because when you see this truck, things change. My neurochemistry is altered.
Things change.
And look at this tweet. They said it looks horrible in matte black. Are you high? Dude, I'm getting my truck. I'm wrapping it matte black. And I'm going to be you know what I was thinking? You know, I'm 26.
What were you thinking, Sam?
Sometimes I just want to make a stupid financial decision because I want to.
Okay.
But also, I think I'm probably going to wait until the price goes down to like the actual, not 20 grand.
You were not prepared to stand on business.
But no, I wasn't. But man, I'm almost ready. I get closer.
I have changed my stance. The black and I don't know. The regular color is better.
What?
It's just better, Sam. It just is. I don't make the rules.
Why would you do this to me on my podcast?
I don't make the... What?
Yeah. That's right.
You can't
call
that
new
your
deal
podcast.
With our ad agency? I took over the rights.
No.
You work
can't.
For me now, little bro.
That's funny because it. Last time I checked, it is in my podcast portal attached to my Apple ID. That's funny.
No, I'm crushed. He called
that's
my one
funny.
Glove.
What,
well,
hey,
guys.
Got a question.
Yeah.
When are we doing the next episode? Is event happening Tuesday and we're recording at the end of the week like we usually do, like a bunch of heathens?
Are you high?
Or are we recording
on
Tuesday?
Are you back on the vitamins?
I really wish I was. I really wish I was. But I'm not.
Of course we're doing it that night and putting it out the next day. Of course we're doing
okay,
that.
Okay, I just had to ask. I didn't know if you had... Usually when I ask these questions, you're like, bro, I got to make a video. I'm not going to have time. I got to make six TikToks.
No, of course
two
I'm making
YouTube
a video
videos,
and TikToks.
Stay up until 6 a.m. Don't got time for Genius Bar. And then you send me off.
And I've got another thing going on the next day that I got to start prepping for, too.
What thing?
Just some big business. Just some big business that I'm going to stand on.
You got,
you know,
big
I'm
business?
Working. Let's just say I work with billionaires now.
Okay.
And we got to find a way to buy the Cybertruck, so.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. That's going to be really cool. I'm excited for this event. I think iPads are going to be fun. And it'll be a good warm-up. Good little warm-up.
I hope it's going to be really loose.
Well, they're going to let it be.
The only time I want it to be loose is on Tuesday. Tuesday is loose day.
It's going to be great.
That's how I live my life.
Tuesday, loose day.
You want to talk about iPhone 16 dummies? I'm not calling you a dummy. I mean the dummy models that are a thing.
Last time I checked, we both made a video about iPhone 16 recently, so watch it.
We did.
Can we talk about how good the regular models are going to look?
I think
they
regular
look
models
than the
always look better. Literally always.
No, the current cameras look better on the pros. But this time, going back to that iPhone 10 style design, zoom.
Is it going to have? Is it going to be highlighted like that with a lighter color around the camera bezel?
I don't know.
Because that is hot as hell.
I don't know, but man, that
Apple.
Looks
if you got the balls, you would do it. You would
that
do
looks
it.
Pretty good. And
if you were feeling
camera
dangerous,
the camera design on the pros, man,
I'm over it.
I'm over it. 5 years?
It. Line
same
them up.
Design?
Stack them. Spread them out. I don't care. One in each corner.
Spread
try
them
me.
Far and wide. Yeah.
Yeah. Would you be cool with a camera in each corner? I feel like that would be more uniform and give me more opportunities for picture success.
I mean, at this point, I want a fourth camera.
To do? What?
I didn't get that far.
What would you want a fourth camera for, Sam?
I don't know. It will maybe fill it out.
X-ray.
There we go.
X-ray camera.
AI camera.
AI camera. The thing that's on the back of the rabbit.
Build in the rabbit into humane AI pin into.
Well, okay. We can't just put an X-ray camera on the iPhone. That can't happen. Because for reasons. Mostly the men of the world would do well with that. So... like everything else, Apple would have to put guardrails on it like they did with AI. So I would say it does X-ray.
Do you think an X-ray camera removes clothes?
Why else would you want X-ray on your phone? What I'm saying is this
it
doesn't X-ray
bones.
People or anything. It specifically X-rays...
Dude, what do you want to see people's femurs, you little freak?
No. No.
Oh, wow. What a nice rib cage she's got there. Have you ever looked at an X-ray, dude? Look.
We have to figure out what this
camera
is.
Oh, yeah.
We have to see what this camera could
X-ray. Oh, she's got a real nice frontal indentation in her skull.
How would I want to X-ray? What would I want to X-ray? What
would
be so valuable to me on a daily basis?
Yeah, I mean, these are kind of cool, actually.
I know. Sick. I figured it out. It's part of Find My, all right? It uses AI. What's going on with my little things? Okay. I constantly lose things because I am an idiot. I put things where I lost my glasses yesterday. When I recorded the whole bit with me in the bed, I took my glasses off for that. And for the next 8 hours, didn't have them because I set them somewhere and forgot.
Okay.
I would like a camera that X-rays my surroundings and can pinpoint the object I'm looking for. So all I have to do is point my phone around and it will show me my glasses outlined in yellow. Even if it's far away, I know to head that way. I can see it in a pile of rubble.
John, I love you, but I think
you think that's genius. I know.
I just think there's way better technology other than X-ray that I think could help you do that.
What do you mean?
Maybe a normal camera or maybe
this is X-ray and AI combined. It's the future.
You want to see the bones of your glasses?
Yeah.
This is what your phone would see.
Go through walls.
Like.
Yes. Basically that.
That's what you want.
Basically that. That's what I want.
I want to see an X-ray of glasses. That's what you want your iPhone to
see? Yes, but you would find those, yes, right?
What are these, bro? Oh, Jesus Christ.
X-ray
I hate society.
For undercover oh, wow.
And all it is
just glasses that don't allow people to see your eyes, and you have a little hole that you can see through.
These are all.
That is not as cool as it sounds.
Just be a normal, well-adjusted member of society, everybody.
Yeah, from Sam, the most well-adjusted person for society yet. Human evolution has led up to this moment.
Human de-evolution.
He is peak society.
Do you have any other parting shots before we lead up to the Apple event?
Any shots?
Crazy calls?
No.
Were you having fun or something?
I don't have anything. I feel like asking a question, not to you, but to the world.
So many questions.
That's
how I learn.
Yeah, that's how I learn. Okay. Hypothetically, if there was a post show that followed this show, maybe it was called something like Idiot Bar, something. Just came to my mind randomly. And we were to put a price on that. What price is too much? I don't want to know what price you would pay and what you think is a good price for this. I'm asking what price is too much so we can price exactly under that.
Yeah. What's the most we could charge this?
What is the threshold?
Let me just lay out the situation. Podcast ad rates could be better. We'd like to start growing and expanding. We want to bring more people on. We're planning to get a studio in the next year. And we need money to do that. The thing is, what's better than our money? Your money.
So, That's
not the only reason we're doing it.
We've been wanting to get a post show or do a post show. Yeah. We just don't know where to put it. And I think we were figuring out where to put it. We just need to know if you want it.
And to be clear, at least half the show will always be free. That's very important to me, is giving people
content. Oh, yeah, Genius Bar, the show will always be free. Yeah.
In the past, I've been like, I don't know. Like, we're never going to be like, we're never going to make you pay to hear us talk about the Apple event.
Yeah, we're never going to take something away.
Yeah, it would just be a little extra thing where we maybe talk about things that have been on our mind. You know, less Apple, more just Apple, you know?
Yep.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You're right.
I don't know. You're so right. Am.
You're so real for that. Yeah,
let us know what the most you guys would pay for this.
The threshold. Whatever you're most least comfortable with.
Yeah.
Do with that sentence as you will.
Crazy.
What does that look like to you? $5?
Or $100.
$20?
$500. Ba ba ba. I'm about to drive to IKEA, return some stuff that I bought 3 months ago that they probably aren't even gonna accept, and I'm gonna eat some Swedish meatballs.
See, this is what we're asking money for. You would not hear that on a normal episode.
And hear all about my normal human experiences that I described to you behind a paywall. Dude, there actually are some insane... See, that actually is cool, though, because there is a lot of things that I want to talk about on the show that I don't, not only because, you know, there's more of a personal liability, but there's so many stories I have about people I've already met here and things that I think would be fun to share.
What would just a podcast with us on just being bros be like?
Dangerous.
Let's find out. Wow, perfect, perfect ending.
We'll see you on Tuesday for the May 7th event. Let's go, baby!
Keep yourself as tight as possible, because Tuesday is going to be loose.
Come back on Tuesday when we let loose.